Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. With me, I have Lily Perez, Sitka Fine Arts Camp's Community Engagement Coordinator, and Roger Schmidt, Sitka Fine Arts Camp's Executive Director. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Good morning, Brooke. Nice to be here.
It's fun to have you here also right after we heard that PSA, because that is Roger's daughter.
Yeah, blushing daddy.
That's right. And Lily, I guess you engineered that PSA as well. So.
Yeah, down in Studio Zeno, we were in the stew, as they say.
We're actually not here to talk about that, but just, lovely timing. Maybe we'll get Mina in here later to chat about her upcoming event. We're actually here to talk about something else happening at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, which is Jazz on the Waterfront. And I want to turn to you, Roger. Most listeners who've been here for a while have certainly heard about it, but there's always new people coming into town. And I'd like to kind of set the stage. What is Jazz on the Waterfront?
Yeah, it's a big party between our middle school and high school camp. So we have this Saturday between the two camps where we have, we'd have faculty that were teaching the middle school, faculty at the high school. Together we could make like a big band. Now we bring in people. We have people from everywhere coming in and putting together this show. Some of the, top recording musicians, jazz musicians. Come and play, and it's just a phenomenal show. We do three sets of music. Typically, one set's usually super contemporary, very danceable, very hip, if you will. And then we usually start with some kind of swing at the beginning, and then we feature our kind of the crooner era, if you will, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, those kind of singers. And this year's no exception. This year should I just say what we're doing?
Let's do it.
Okay, we're doing Quincy Jones, yeah. and everybody knows Quincy Jones, whether or not they realize it, because he's in every sphere. He's written for Olympic themes. He's written for the movies Color Purple, the U.S. gymnastics team. He has the most celebrated and successful career of any producer, arranger, composer in the history of American music. If you look at just Tonys, Grammys, you name it, every award there is, he's gotten it. He started out in the 40s, a little kid that grew up, on the streets of Chicago, had to kind of find out what was what. His dad moved to Bellingham in Washington to get out of the mob scene in Chicago, and didn't have time really to look after the boys because he was working so hard to put food on the plate. And Quincy broke into a youth center to probably steal some things, found a piano, and just kept going in there. Mm-hmm. And he said, the moment I hit that piano, I felt like everything calmed down in my life. Mm-hmm. And eventually they just said, listen, you don't have to break in. You can just use the piano. Started out as a trumpet player, which was kind of his door into this incredible musical world. But through that, he started arranging for all the big bands of the time, Lionel Hampton, Dizzy Gillespie, you name it. And then singers started finding out about him. He was the top arranger for Frank Sinatra's most successful albums, Live at the Sands, Swingin' for Lovers. He also wrote for Ella Fitzgerald, her most successful recording with the Count Basie Orchestra. And then he started writing for all the contemporary singers as well, everybody from Aretha Franklin to, of course, the most successful pop artist of all times, that being Michael Jackson. And Quincy produced and put together all the bones for the album Thriller, which I think is the single most successful recording in history.
So even if you think you don't know Quincy Jones, you do.
You know Quincy Jones. Yeah. And, of course, even like the, what was that movie or television show that was on for a while, the Bel Air?
Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
Yes, that's a television show that he created. He started magazines. It just goes on and on. The movies, the television shows, the producing, creating that he did.
So, I mean, what are we going to, people, there's anything we could hear then?
Yeah. We're going to start out with sort of his big band era, sort of the 1950s. And then after that, we're going to go right to the singers, the kind of golden age of crooners. Again, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald. We've got incredible singers coming. We've got Musette, who has this really amazing professional career in Los Angeles. She's her songs have been used in a lot of television shows, and she just lights up a room. him, and then Austin Willacy. He tours with the House Jacks worldwide, also has his own solo recordings out, and then our local favorites, Andrew Hames, and then I always like to mention Karen as a local favorite now because she's, you know, got 1 foot in Sitka living here in the summer, and then, you know, the rest of the year living in Florida, although they're moving to Denver because Brian just got a job as a trumpet professor in Denver. So,
yeah. Many Sitkins spend part of the time here and part of the time
elsewhere. We do. Yeah.
Well, I want to draw you into this conversation, Lily, because there's another aspect. There's plenty more to talk about, but one of the things I want to make sure we chat about is that this is a fundraiser in particular for what is the fundraising aspect of it this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess plainly, the roof of the Otis Theater is deteriorating and needs to be replaced kind of desperately. And so this is going to be a part of our fundraising effort to replace the roof later this year. So in addition to kind of the cost of the ticket, which comes with the whole evening and a meal, and which we might get into in more detail later. There's also going to be a live and silent auction happening on the night as a way to encourage, you know, just supporting this cause, supporting our push to replace the roof, which, as you can imagine, is already at an exorbitant, is set at an exorbitant cost, but is going to increase it potentially exponentially in the next couple of months.
Right. So the tickets, the money for the ticket, part of that will go for this is the tickets are to the fundraiser, but then also the auction is. And you said it will be both live and silent. What can kind of people expect? Either of you who want to say?
Well, we got some great items from local businesses and also from just kind of Alaskan things in general. We've got an Alaskan Dream Cruise. We've got some Alaska Airlines tickets. So there's a variety of different kind of levels of items and things that you could bid on.
Okay, great. Well, and you mentioned food. So there is going to be a meal at this event. I'd love to hear about the food. I think that will entice people as well.
Yeah, sure. No, this event's just going to be incredible. It's going to be so fun. The food's going to be great. The music's going to be great. We're going to dance at the end, you know, open up the floor as well. So the meal is a multi-course meal. Starts out with charcuterie plate and then we follow by an entree that is either a lamb dish or a vegetarian sort of kind of butter miso mushroom dish, and tartines, cobbler, ice cream from Anchorage, so Alaska local made ice cream. It's going to be a great
delicious
meal and multi-courses. We also have an open bar at the event. The Hames Corporation is supporting. They're donating the open bar, so we can continue to, you know, use that to help us raise money as well. So it should be really fun, really tasty, and very energetic. And the last set is kind of fun because the dance set, now that's when we're getting into the music of Michael Jackson. We're getting into some of the funk bands that this kind of 80s funk soul world that
fun.
Quincy wrote a lot for, an album called The Dude, which was a major, major hit. James Ingram was one of the singers, so we're doing some of this kind of soul R&B music, and then we're doing just like danceable sort of disco pop music.
Amazing. So come to listen to music and then also come to dance. Everything, listen to music, eat, dance. Sounds great. Where can people get tickets and when is the event?
Tickets are at fineartscamp.org. We're about half sold out right now.
Wow.
So I would really encourage people to get their tickets now because there's going to be assigned seating around specific tables. So if you want to go with a group or if you have a specific place that you want to sit relative to the stage, you really need to get your tickets ahead of time. And it also helps us in the planning end for the catering kind of food aspect. So on our website, fineartscamp.org/shows, or by calling our office is how you would be able to buy tickets.
Yeah, what's the phone number there?
747-3085.
Great. And then tickets cost how much? And also, when will this be?
It'll be June 28th, Saturday, June 28th at the Otis Theater. And tickets are, I want to say, $130. Yeah.
Okay. And you can look online or call. Yeah. So June 28th, Saturday, at what time?
The music will start at 7 o'clock, but there'll be a cocktail hour starting at 6 o'clock.
So
doors will open at 6, and there'll be the Bobathade Quartet playing some music as people come in and kind of get settled.
Lovely. Okay. So that's June 28th, Saturday at Odessa Theater. Doors open at 6. And that's for the Jazz on the Waterfront. Well, it sounds delightful. I've been chatting with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp Executive Director, Roger Schmidt, and the Sitka Fine Arts Camp Community Engagement Coordinator, Lily Prez. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks, Brooke. Thanks for taking the time.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka.